collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a heartbeat daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and watch it jump like a candle.
Dance,
crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ.
Inside
up,
speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker. Inside up, speaker.
Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the biggest are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, ain't quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. Rolling, then my 5.0, with my back top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting to say hi. No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I'm at 11, I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, women blessed in bikinis. Rock with love, but starting in bikinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. With J with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Rain,
for the jumps on the wall. Jumps at the nipple, cause I'm full of eight ball. Gunshot, rings out like a bell. I grab my nine, all I heard was shell.
Ladies, make it hot. Make it hot.
Hot mess. Can you tell we're out of breath?
Why are we out of breath, Ed and Sam?
Sam,
because we're
Blunt.
Killing it in life, buddy.
You want to know why we're out of breath? Because we live in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we just came from a party. Because this weekend here in Vancouver, British Columbia, it's the Juno Awards. That's right, folks.
The Junos.
No matter where you're listening, if you're not familiar with what the Junos are,
if you're in America right now and you don't know what the Junos are.
Or
like the Grammys' sad little cousin that has to sit at the kid table at Thanksgiving even when they're 40.
Exactly.
And never gets married.
So,
but the sad little cousin is wearing a very cool t-shirt.
Right. So if we reference Juno throughout this show, we're not talking about the movie that made teenage pregnancy popular.
No.
We're talking about an award show where Canadian artists get together and
showcase their wares.
And they win awards that look like Klingon weapons. If you know your Star Trek,
Which
you should
actually text messaged Messaged?
Okay, you're filling in for handsome with the language.
Sorry, I just had a couple of
English
social
ESL
cocktails.
Moment.
We came from a network party where we ran into the likes of the Bare Naked Ladies and a cool band called the Midway State.
We had a moment because Ed and Ed have the same name, Ed from the Bare Naked Ladies. I just thought I'd share that.
Is that what you're, that was your moment?
Well, I was like, hey. He's like, I'm Ed. I'm like, hi, I'm Ed.
Two Eds together. So this is what it's like when doves cry. Oh, man.
As we were leaving,
yeah.
I would just like to say that I photocopied my face on the on the photocopier at the Network Music Offices.
Network Records photocopy machine, Samantha Matthews.
If you're wondering what the squished, ridiculously good-looking blonde black and white photo is that comes out.
And if you guys are wondering what Network Records is and or network management, they, well, at one time managed Avril Lavigne and Sarah McLachlan, Bare Naked Ladies, blah, blah, blah.
Can I just say this?
What?
As we were partying at the Network Records Juno party, I took it upon myself to text message our friend, actor Will Sasso, and I said, Junos, Canada, Vancouver, get here. Because, you know, he's a good British Columbian. He's from around these parts. And this is what his response was. Will Sasso, let me have my bitch gas up the private jet. Get there to watch what? Rita McNeil and Andre Philippe Gagnon kill it on stage? That's just for our Canadian listeners who know who Rita McNeil and Andre Philippe Gagnon are.
I love Rita McNeil and Friends, I'm not going to lie.
Can
it's
I
my
just
favorite
say,
show ever.
Can I just say, growing up on Cortez Island, I had to watch that crap every Christmas.
So what you're saying is you embrace the like Celtic spirit
all the time. My granddad is like, if Rita McNeil comes on, he straight up like loses his shit, turns off hockey, and like watches her.
What?
Nobody. Yeah. There's nothing more Canadian than a Maritimer in a muumuu.
With her friends, always with her friends. She doesn't like Rita McNeil time. It's always
I had to
Rita
watch
McNeil
that
and Friends
and Anne Murray and Friends, and then. On Christmas morning, I had to watch The Queen's Address.
Okay, but you know what? This is a hot mess. We don't play either of those people on this show. So what I'm going to tell you to do right now, you guys, is go to hotmess.org all weekend long because we're bringing you backstage photos, videos, interviews with all the artists. We're going to be updating everything that we can. Today, I hit some artist lounges. Went to the load-in, saw Bedouin Soundclash, saw Ill Scarlet. So we're going to be all over Vancouver giving you the hookup to what the artists are getting to see.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun-filled weekend full of much insanity, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
it's
no, definitely.
Pretty much all good times.
No sleep is happening this weekend.
No.
Also,
I've made that, like, my status on everything, because I just canceled everything. I straight up told my mother. I'm like, you know how we usually talk every night, and you tell me about knitting and stuff? I can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
If I don't make it through this weekend, make sure that you guys spread my ashes over my favorite strip club and that they play Highway to Hell by AC/DC at
yes,
my
sir.
Funeral.
Done. So just so you guys know, stick around because we got a bunch of great stuff coming up on the show. We're going to be having Handsome in Hollywood talk to us. We also are going to chat with some peeps from Adidas. Am I correct, Jay?
Possibly. Well, here's the thing. Because it's so crazy in this city right now, we're hoping that certain people call in
that
and talk
true.
To us. We have something set up with people from Adidas because it is the 60th anniversary of the Three Stripes. Run DMC! Yo!
I think I should play that track right now, actually.
Hold on. I just want to tell you what else we're going to do. We're also going to talk to Chris McDowell. He's the man who knows all things Junos. So he's going to tell us what little secrets we have to look forward to on the Junos Awards this Sunday. And if we have time, we might talk to Cora Mao, queen of all things denim down below. She rocks the Mavi Jean company.
And we have an amazing guest DJ.
We do. Yeah. She's going to take the show out.
Rico. He is
Rico.
Awesome.
Holler.
Holla!
No, I'm really white, so I say holler.
Oh, okay.
Holler!
And holler at the kid!
Okay.
Wow. I'm nerdier than anyone ever thought.
Well, let's listen to music.
Okay, you know what? Just because I love
run.
Three Stripes, let's do my. This is a little my Adidas. Get up. Oh, my soul. I love that track. Never gets old.
Adidas.
I love, what's that show called? Run's House?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't have cable, but I believe you that it's good.
Run's House.
Run's packed on the pounds, had a few kids, bought a giant mansion in the hills, and tries
killing
to be...
Killing it, though.
Killing it.
And writes a diary Blackberry something or other from his bubble bath every at the end of every show.
I wish he was my dad.
Don't we all?
Yes. Just my bubble bath.
All right, who are we talking to right now?
This is Rico, Justin. Should we just only call you Rico?
Well, my name is Justin, but my stage name is Rico.
Rico. You got to roll your R's to make it really pop.
I try. It's
He's
like
got
Rico.
The facial hair going on Rico. Right now for it.
Yeah, I just haven't shaved. Man, I haven't slept in a few days or showered, really. So.
What have you been doing?
I don't know. Work. Pretty much.
Pretty much expecting
no play.
Way more exciting than that.
No, no, no. Well, I've been working hard in the music industry.
Thank you very much.
Killing it.
And you are a DJ.
Yes, I am.
And you are located here in the greater metropolitan area of Vancouver.
Main Street represent.
Holler.
Where can people check you out if they wanted to check you out, which they should want to?
We have,
Well, after the show, they'll definitely want to.
Yeah.
Of course. I like that plug. That was good. We are starting a monthly at the Modern that I believe that you are going to be involved in as well.
Yes, Saturdays. So that'll be fun times.
Modern's going to be the new place to jump off. I mean, I know we got our brothers down at Shine killing it too, but we're keeping it legit and kind of... bit more or less mainstream. I don't know. It's kind
of. So if you're up in Vancouver on a Saturday,
Modern or Shine?
Modern.
No Shine.
No. Or
Shine?
No, you just don't say Shine. Shine is how you say Modern or Shine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how
like Modern. Modern's the metal, and then just
a little bit of Shine. Shine.
Crims.
I like that. That's something you should always say Shine.
Shine. Shine.
So let's do it together on three. One, two, three.
Shine.
That sounded great.
That's it.
I like that.
I
need to go to the bathroom for a minute.
I already went.
I just got turned on.
Jay was straight up almost about to puke on his way here, too. You held it together, buddy.
I'm feeling good, you know?
You look good, too.
Thank you very much, Rico. Rico.
You shaved
Rico?
At least.
Rico, no. You're a DJ. Talk to us. Talk music with us. What's your vibe? What do you like to do? What do you like to play?
Well, I got involved in music. Well, you know, I kind of grew up in the rave scene here in Vancouver and like all over BC, like back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
We were all there. Yeah. I think we were, except maybe Holler. Maybe he was kind of doing
Except
his
maybe
own
I was still in high school.
Okay. Well.
AKA also, I was 8 years old.
AKA
I just
I'm
remember
old.
Lots of water bottles on the floor.
And from that?
I pretty much was always wondering what was going on behind there. And my dad was always into music. He ran a club called The Warehouse back in the day on Main Street and just got involved in record culture. And like when people were buying records, I'd be hanging out at Futuristic Flavor or Basics or FWH, which was the old hip hop joint just off of Pender. And I don't know, I just kind of let music take my life wherever it is, like wherever I've been going. Like,
and now here you are.
Yeah, now.
You got a MySpace site?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Hype Machine, Last FM, Blip FM, where do we go?
I'll post up some sweet Rico mixes on our blog.
Oh, they're going to be exclusively on hotmess.org.
I like exclusivity.
I'll find some mixes I haven't already posted.
What did you just put into past tense that should never be put into past tense like 5 seconds ago?
I can't remember. Oh, text messaged.
That's epic English fails right there.
That was for you, Matt Anderson, my epic English
Who's
failure.
Who's calling in very soon.
He is. Matt Anderson's down in Hollywood, killing it.
Rico.
Killing it.
Yeah.
What are records good for besides spinning?
If you put a bit of oil on them, some like baking oil like Crisco or whatever. And you
he gave me a massage with one once. It was amazing.
You put... I thought we were talking about
this. I thought this was a family show.
No. You thought wrong. So incredibly wrong.
Get yourself a bowl that is oven proof.
Yes.
And then I know this trick.
Put the record on top of the bowl. And of course, the bowl has to be upside down. And then watch the record slowly melt over the bowl. And then as soon as you take the record out, it kind of like re-solidifies, and then you've got yourself like a nice ashtray or like a bowl of nuts or whatever you want to use it for.
I like putting nuts in my record bowl.
There you go.
Just like nuts.
It's true.
I just have to say, you were hand talking right now and your wrist went in front of my face and you have like the most amazing watch.
That's a pretty let's talk about things you can't see on the
friggin'
radio.
Amazing.
Let's do that, Ed.
Okay, let's do that. Hey, I
Take a picture with your iPhone and post it on the blog, right now.
Doesn't anybody, on the blog right now.
Go to hotmess.org. www.hotmess.org.
Doesn't anybody
probably
like
the
my
coolest
watch?
Watch ever.
It's cool, but not as cool as this homie.
You know
right
how
here.
When you're a young kid and you hear your mother tell the same story every time she's at a party? That's what's happening with me and Jay right now. What's your story, Jay? Why don't you tell it again?
Hey, guys, look at my watch. Now, guesstimate. How much do you think this watch is worth?
Talk 13 euros.
I don't know. I can't do the translation.
That's too difficult, man.
It's worth $9.99 because I bought it at Target.
What are you, Tyra Banks?
For those of you who don't... Target.
Basically, everywhere we go, every party we go to for this Juno thing, Jay has the same story. He'll ask about the weather. He'll ask about your mom. And then he's just waiting. He's bursting. How much is my watch?
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I've had people say that they thought it was $300. I had people say they thought it was $12. But no one has gone to the low, low economical price of $9.99. Like the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies, Ed Robertson, who decided to tell me that his watch was $3,000, but he really liked my $9.99 watch. And then after talking to him for 20 minutes, decided to say, see you later, Bradford Howe.
Who, for those of you who don't know, is a has-been DJ on Canada's version of VJ on Canada's version of MTV.
You know what, though? Did you show him the rash that you got from the watch?
Sam.
You never told me you got a rash.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Where were you wearing the watch?
No. The amazing thing is that right next to the watch rack at Target, they also sell this weird ointment rack. And I was like, well, I don't understand, but I'll buy both. Okay. That's good.
Okay, well, as much as people want to hear about watch rashes, why don't we hear some music? Because that's what we're about here on Hot Mess.
Let's just do it. You know what? I just want to do a throwback to some Nirvana. Can I do that?
Oh, throwback? Thank you, baby Jesus.
And
baby.
Stick around, because Handsome's going to be calling in right after this Nirvana Hot Mess.
I love grunge.
great.
Just straight up never gets old.
Holy never. Smokes.
Take it back to Dirty Plaid.
Well, I like to consider myself a child of the grunge generation. I was that kid, okay? I was in junior high school in 1991. I was wearing knee-high Doc Martens. I had long hair. I had cut-off jean shorts. Ill-fitting cut-off jean shorts.
Nothing better than ill-fitting cut-off jean shorts.
Why so ill-fitting? Like one leg was longer than the other?
No.
Almond joy.
Baggins.
Almond joy.
This
you know what
the,
almond joy
this is?
Is
the
like
fifth
a chocolate
time.
Bar, right?
It's like a camel toe for a guy.
This is the fifth time you've called me almond joy on the air.
You know what?
I thought it was called a mammal toe, but
is
hey, what do I know?
Counting?
Sam, my
I haven't grown up
are,
since 1983.
My eyes are up here.
I wasn't even born then.
This is where my eyes
it's,
are.
You know what? It's distracting when you wear those tight jeans.
I was going to go into a big soliloquy about how I love grunge music and how I don't understand why long johns underneath
but
cut off jean
shorts. But
instead
we talked about your twig and berries.
You're welcome, Vancouver.
Keep going. If you guys want to talk about my junk...
I don't want to talk about your junk.
Believe you me, there's plenty to talk about.
Blondron? Maybe she does.
Sometimes Jay signs off his email talking about his junk.
Well, isn't that customary?
It is.
Isn't it customary for people... See, here's the thing. I'm a primal animalistic male, and like all species males, right? It's all about, you know what I mean? Spreading the seed.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
ladies.
About?
Ladies.
Yes.
Anything you say, if you just add ladies to the end, you sound creepy.
Oh.
That Dimitri Martin said that.
I really love crunchy pickles.
Ladies. Help, I've fallen into a well.
Ladies.
It's like a big hot tub with high walls.
Oh my God, how long is it taking for this paint to dry?
Ladies.
Oh
it
my
works.
Lord.
It works.
These wool socks are itching my feet.
Ladies.
Wow.
It works, right?
Stuff with animals.
Those giraffes are tall.
Ladies.
That last one was really bad.
I'm trying here. You know what?
No, when it was my fault. But I just figured giraffes being the funniest animal of them all.
Are they the funniest, though?
What would you...
Or
okay,
is a bear
on.
Cat the funniest animal?
What is a bear cat?
It is... It literally... I'm going to post a picture on the blog right now. www.hotmass.org. It looks like a bear and a cat... had a baby.
Well, okay, but there's weirder animals than that.
Like the aardvark?
Yes. The
armadillo?
The mantelope.
I have a funny story about an armadillo.
The unifrog?
The unifrog?
The butter bear?
Is that like a frog that sticks in between your eyebrows?
Yes. With one horn. It's a frog with one horn. The jackalope?
I don't even. Is that real?
No,
I don't think it
is. It's a jackrabbit that someone one day a drunk guy in some bar in the southern states decided to glue small antlers to a rabbit and hang the head from his wall and was like, I caught a jackalope.
This is true.
I went hunting in the backwoods with my cousin, daughter, mom, sister, wife.
Let's offend some more people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I just have to say when I had a lovely ex-boyfriend Brian. He's a Navy SEAL. And if you can't drink, you can't be a Navy SEAL. And there's this one guy on this team, I'm not going to say his name, one guy on the team could not hold his alcohol. One time he passed out while they were all drinking. They drove him out to Arizona, put roadkill armadillo in his arm, and left him in his underwear on the side of the road.
Oh, jeez. That's.
Then they found out how many diseases armadillos have. And he had to get a lot of shots.
He had to get quarantined.
It is. It's very true.
Well,
I think we have
and scary things. We have somebody here, so why don't we...
Oh, we have someone on the line.
Wait, we have someone on the line, and I have... Wait, I have something to play for that special person on the line. And it's just going to take a second.
Mm. And it goes a little something like this. Hit it!
Hey!
Shh!
This is your intro.
Hi, Matt Anderson.
That's the best intro I think we've ever had on the show.
What happened to your voice?
I'm so sick, dude. Vegas killed me.
Oh, man.
Really?
We're all going to be like that here after on Monday because we got the Juno shit going down, yo.
Oh, goodness
How come,
gracious.
Yeah,
you guys
have a crazy weekend coming up. I'm super jealous.
Oh, you're jealous.
You're in Vegas.
Matt, you've been to...
What do you want?
How can you not...
It's about time.
You're like basically pickled from the inside out. How can you not... How can Vegas make you sick anymore? You go there like 3 times a month.
I know, but dude, we went for... It was the first time we went for like a one-night blitz. We were like, okay, we're going to fly in Saturday.
Yes.
We went to like... We went out with our friend Martin Garrow, who's the director of Young People Fucking.
Yes.
And he's working on an HBO series, so he met us from New York. And we went to this dinner at this place called Alex, where we sat at a table... And the back wall, they open these curtains, and we have a massive window looking into the kitchen.
I thought you were going to say something way more exciting than the kitchen. I'm not going to lie.
I know. That was,
I thought straight up you were going to say, like, brothel, naked ladies.
Wait, unicorns.
Wait. You didn't let... Matt, were there strippers in the kitchen?
No.
Oh.
Okay, well, that was a great story.
There were no strippers or unicorns or mermaids.
But I'm sorry, but that...
For foodies out there in the world, they'll appreciate how amazing it is. The food was unbelievable, and then Jewel and I took everybody over to the new club in the Wynn called Lavo. Or no, it's in it's not in the Wynn. What's it in? It's in the Venetian.
Ooh.
And it was off the hook, and we drank 2 40-pounders of vodka until about 4 or 5 in the morning. And, yeah, when I got home, I was dead.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. But you still had good hair.
Handsome Anderson's hair gets better with age.
Like a fine and cheese.
With drunkenness.
Yes.
That's true. Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm driving right now, so that would be illegal.
Okay, so talk to us, Matt. You're down in Hollywood. You moved down there. How are you doing? What's going on? What's the scoop?
You know, things are really great. I'm really having a good time. Went to the local taco stand by our house the other day, which is
Miss Tacos.
Renowned.
Yes.
And Casey Affleck was sitting there.
Oh, was he with your best friend, Joaquin?
No, he wasn't with Joaquin. And I was so close to going up to his table and being like, dude, what's the deal? Like, are you guys making a joke or what? But the thing is, in L.A., you know, that would be really uncool and uncouth. So,
really? Because I would have wandered right up to him. I would have wandered right up to him and been like, how many different species of birds live in Joaquin's beard?
I would have written it in hot sauce on a taco and sent it to his table.
Huh.
Oh, that would have been much more clever than me.
I tried to stick, last time I was in L.A., I tried to stick a taco stand in my purse. He was not having it.
Well,
I'm like, listen, there's none of you guys in Canada. You don't understand. You see how your buddy, like, Pablo's across the street? Guess what? If you were to come to Canada with me right now, you'd be killing it.
Well, Matt, handsome, you got to get up in these people's faces and use your BlackBerry and start posting some of these pics on the blog, yo. Because we got, we're going to be hitting it everything Juno weekend up here and blogging like mad. So
listen,
check our blog.
We have a big weekend coming up. That's cool. But I'm just going to say right now, I'm working on some stuff down here that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to have something lined up next week.
Okay.
And I've got a couple things in the works. So expect good things from Handsome in Hollywood.
You know why I expect good things? Because you heard that intro, right?
Dude, that intro is out of control, and it's really.
So live up to it. Live up to it, Matt. I love you.
Jenna.
All right, Matt. Do you want to hear some tracks?
What you wanted to hear? Yeah. Swagger Like Us, right?
I really, really, really can't stop listening to that song.
It's pretty F-bombing good.
It's like four of the best rappers in the world, and then MIA chick, who's like awesome, and their performance on the Grammys was, I think, the best of the night. And
I love how you're like MIA chick
everywhere I go.
I love how pregnant she was at the Grammys.
I know that she looked like a little ladybug. It was cute.
Straight up, I'm totally going to be doing that the day before I have a baby. I'm going to be performing on the Junos.
Nice.
Are you pregnant?
No. And I don't plan on being pregnant for a long time.
This is how rumors get started.
Blanchon is not pregnant, does not plan on getting pregnant anytime soon. Sorry, Mom.
Handsome, we got a busy weekend here. We miss you. We will go hang out with Ed Roberts and have Jay be called Bradford Howe all weekend with love.
Ed, that was so 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but Handsome hasn't heard it.
Yeah, Jay straight up got called Bradford Howe.
What?
By Ed Roberts from Bare
Naked
Ladies.
Yeah, the guy from the Bare Naked Ladies thought I was the guy from VH1.
I also photocopied my face at the network music office before we left.
Did you give him a cock shot?
That is fantastic.
If you want to know what he's talking about, go to www.hotmess.org and look at the blog Cockshot. Matt, we love you.
Stick around on Hot Mess.
Show, here's Peace Swagger out. Like Us.
Mr. West is in the building, Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Ayo, I know I got it first, I'm Christopher Columbus, y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that means it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger, every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so manful? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life, now I'm the master. Nah, 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 how I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, 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 trying to get that Kobe number, one over Jordan. Bop like this, can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my fresh, checking my fresh, checking my fresh. Follow my steps, it's the road to success, where the niggas know you're better when the girls say yes. But I can't teach you my swag, you can pay for school but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad, and that all blue Yankee is my graduation cap. It's over, tipping Rovers, whipping with the soda. Over, did you even have any doubt after doubt it was over? But I'm too clean for the choir. I require what I desire. I got stripes, I did dyes. Mommy scream, Bobby, no mice. Run up in your shit, just me, no mice. Running this shit like I got four thighs. No one has swagger like these four guys. And when it comes to styles, I got several. Sharper than a swagger dagger, all metal. And my jewels, blue and yellow. The type of shit that make them call you Carmelo. Rules as follows, stay true to the ghetto. Write your name on the bullet, make you feel special. Ha! What the fuck you boys talking about? I know it's us cause we the only thing to talk about. Wordplay, Kanye easy for diversity and me for controversy. Y'all my verses picture perfect on this bitch, serve a purpose. You ain't living what you're kicking and you're worth. Looking from the surface, it may seem like I got reason to be nervous. Then observe my work and see that my adversity was worse. Verses autobiographical, absolutely classical. Last thing I'm worried about is what another rapper do. Ain't nobody hot as me, even if they rap their ass off, blast off and have outstanding quality. Sell a lot of records, I respect it and salute that. But spend real life on hot beats, I'm the truth fan. You kick it like me, no exaggeration necessary. Living revolutionary, nothing less than legendary. Gangsta shit hereditary, got it from my dad. Flow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Oh, man. Here we are once again.
Why not? What?
I really think that we should have a 24-hour, eight days a week. 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, we're on the air.
I think that would be fantastic, Jay.
Did you say fantastic?
But speaking of fantastic things, we have someone fantastic on the line with us right now. Chris McDowell from the Junos. How you doing, sir?
Hello? Chris McDowell. Is he there?
Chris McDowell from the Junos.
Let's check this out.
Chris McDowell from the Junos should be talking to me right now about the Junos.
Hey, are you there?
But what's not happening is Chris McDowell talking to us about the Junos.
Chris McDowell, are you there?
So
he's not there.
Basically, this. But you
well,
know what?
He was there, but now he's gone.
Now we're gonna call him back.
This is why our show's called Hot Mess, though, because I guarantee Chris McDowell from the Junos is rocking out at the Junos, and somehow maybe
oh,
you know
here
what,
we go.
Maybe a rock star knocked his phone out of his hand. Who knows? It's crazy out there. It's a jungle, baby doll.
Hi, Chris. You there?
Chris McDowell from the Junos.
Don't put it on. Is he there?
He's here.
Chris. Hey, Chris McDowell, are you there? Chris McDowell, are you there?
Weird.
He's not there, buddy. He keeps hanging up.
Okay, you know what?
Let's forget it.
It was really cool, the idea of talking to Chris McDowell. Ed, you went to
many levels to get him on the thing, but it's epic fail.
Can I just say this, though? Can we just talk about this?
Hey, are you there? Hello? Okay, are you in? Can you go above ground, Chris McDowell? Excellent. Are you in an elevator? You're killing it. All right. Chris McDowell. Hello. Can you hear us?
This is interesting.
This is.
We're wasting a lot
Hello?
Of time on this.
Chris McDowell. This isn't working.
All right, forget about it.
Hey, Chris, Chris, are you there? Hello, Chris? Can you do me a giant favor? Can you call 604-822?
So
604-822?
Wow.
CITR. 604-822-CITR. And you know what? Anybody else in Vancouver, you can call right now, too. 604-822-CITR.
You know what makes for great radio?
Some music.
Okay, we're gonna play some music. We're gonna talk to Chris as soon as he gets back here. We're gonna text him the number.
The beautiful thing about our blog is that you'll never hear this part of our show on our blog because we have the capacity and the capabilities of editing all of that out. Because you know why? Because we're fucking brilliant.
And we also edit. We don't edit out F-bombs. F-bombs are real life here.
Should we listen to some more music, Blanchon?
Let's just do it. Let's listen to more music.
All right. We're going to pretend like this didn't happen.
We're just going to...
I'm going to come back, and hopefully Chris McDowell... I've heard his name so many times, I feel like I know him intimately.
I know. What does he do again?
He's at the
Junos.
He's
the Juno publicist.
And again,
he does everything Juno-related.
For those of you out there who don't know what the Junos are, they're the Grammys cousin that sits
right
at the kid table.
And my number one question that I'm going to ask him is, why is Nickelback the leading nominee?
Are you serious? They're the leading nominee?
Five nominations at the Juno Awards.
My delightful female doppelganger, Kay, said something quite epic the other night. There was a video coming on of whatever they're called, Nickelback.
Yeah.
And it starts from outer space. And she turned to me. We were both quite drunk. She turned to me and she said, You know what? I really hope aliens can't hear Chad Kroeger in space.
No, but here's the problem. Listen. Listen,
what?
Samantha.
I'm listening.
They can, because all radio and TV signals are being broadcast out into space. And right now, whatever was broadcast, like, at the dawning of television and radio is being heard out in space.
Art
like
Bell,
no, check this out. Check this
Art
out.
Bell.
No, he's right.
Like 60 years from this planet.
Totally right. Yeah.
Like the television signals, light, right? Being mm-hmm. transmitted. Traveling at the speed of light, okay? Right now, there is like 60 years away, there are signals. Like the original version of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and like the original version of all these shows. And like, you know, film propaganda, all this sort of stuff from like wars and all this is being broadcast out into space 60 light years away from here. They're all chilling on like Septune 5 McGillicuddy 9. It's a planet. It's a planet. And they're chilling on their alien, like, fluorescent green space couch.
You
know what I'm saying? And they're going like, yo, I don't understand who this redhead in the apron is who's about to get sent to the moon every 5 minutes by her bus driver husband on the honeymooners. But, like, on our planet, spousal abuse is not tolerated.
Not tolerated.
Because we are an advanced species. On an advanced planet, we have cars that fly through the air, and we don't put up with that kind of crap. Lucy, come to our planet.
Jay Brown, everybody.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Here's some music. A couple of my favorites right here. Enjoy.
McDowell.
I was straight up about to say Chris Cornell. That was awesome. Sam, you rule. All right. We're going to put the phone on.
Hello. Chris.
Chris.
Oh.
Chris.
He straight up hung up.
He totally hung up.
Oh, my God.
Chris is shut down.
Chris, you're dead to us, buddy.
Well, we tried. I tried my best, guys. I failed on so many levels.
You didn't fail. I just can't believe you hung up.
Anyways, you know what? We don't need him.
We don't. You know what? I have a really hilarious thing that I found online.
Wait, someone is calling
in. Oh, wait. Here he is. Let's see if he's here.
Hello.
Hello, this is Chris.
CTR.
Hi, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Chris.
It took a lot for us to finally connect, but here we are.
Yes, we are.
Chris McDowell, representative for the Juno Awards. How are you doing?
Doing great. We're just, in our kickoff mode, and the buzz is really happening. Mm-hmm. We're just having a blast here in Vancouver.
Chris, why is Nickelback nominated for 5 awards?
Because they are huge. They've got people who are not big fans, but they've got a massive fan base, and they are, a real force to be reckoned with here in Canada.
Can I tell you something, Chris?
Yes.
The other day, I had an eyelash on my face, and my friend picked it off, and she said, make a wish, and I wished for Chad Kroeger to find a box of hair dye.
Well, people go through phases, and I'm sure that Chad will be trying some other new stuff. But, the thing about the Juno Awards is that we include everybody. That's like on our Sunday night. You'll never see that lineup together ever again. It's just really quite diverse. So, we have a big tent.
All joking aside, this is a celebration of Canadian music. And it's the biggest celebration of Canadian music across the country. And that's kind of an important thing because, for all things considered, space-wise, we're a big country, but people-wise, we're not so big. So it's kind of important to celebrate our own artists.
Absolutely. The Juno Awards have really elevated the profile of Canadian music around the globe. Not only that, each city that we come into, from St. John's to Halifax, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver, we also shine a spotlight on the local music scene. For example, Juno Fest tonight and tomorrow night, we've got over 100 acts, some of them nominees. Some of them you've heard of, some of you haven't, but they're all playing over the 2 nights, and you can get in to see them for $30.
I have to say that is really exciting because I've been reading a lot about it, and then a lot of local papers and a lot of local magazines have been saying, this year we're getting the Junos right. There's a lot of indie artists coming up that are getting featured here. It's not your typical Junos Fest, and I have to say, as a local artist, I'm very excited to see all my friends getting featured here. It there's lots of great parties. There's lots going on.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that when we decided to take the Junos on the road, the main reason for that was that so we could actually, instead of it just being, a ceremony you watch on television, you can actually, be part of it. You can experience it, and it's something that, we want to, it's a celebration we want to share with everybody. So you're absolutely right. It's great to see those new names in there. It's great to see some of the big names. And it's truly a celebration that we can call our own.
So, Chris, for anybody out there who's not in Canada, because we broadcast all over the place, what can they do to be a part of it? Where can they go? Is there what's the best website to go check out clips of the show or get updated
live
information?
Live feed.
Yeah. You can go to junoawards.ca, and right now it's got all the information on what's happening this weekend, and then after the awards we'll have photos of the winners, both on stage, the performers on stage, backstage when they're interviewed by the media, so you'll be able to get the whole sort of front stage and backstage thing after the awards are over.
Okay, man. Besides the aforementioned popular Canadian rock band, who are some of the favorites to win this year, and are there going to be any, are there any upsets you think they're going to happen? Are there any bands that are going to win and take it that might come out of the woodwork?
You don't really expect me to answer that question, do you?
Come on, we want to know. We want the insider tip. I've got hot money riding on this in Vegas.
yeah, you and me both. I have no idea. There's just so many things that, the great thing about this year is that we have probably the strongest field of first-time nominees ever. We've got bands like Lost Fingers out of Quebec who, they're complete unknowns, and all of a sudden they've been vaulted right to the front. Everyone's talking about them, So there's so many, first-timers here that's really showing the depth and the breadth of the talent we have. So it's really hard to say. I'd love to give you a nice little shout and bite, but I can't stick my neck out that far.
And people like Serena Ryder and Beast and all these very cool bands. But come on, Sam Roberts.
I'm a personal my personal favorite of mine is Serena Ryder, and I hope she wins something. But you know, it's hard to say. Every category has just got such stellar nominees.
Do you have a Juno for best beard and hair? Because if you do, obviously Sam Roberts will win it.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I wish I had some of his cool and charisma.
Do you guys have a Juno for best radio podcast?
You know, we're talking about it. You know, it's kind of in development. You know, we'll get back in that, but, you know, it's certainly a possibility.
Hotmess.org, baby.
It's on that one, but, you know, it's, you never know.
If right now you had to choose, what would it be?
Hotmess. Sorry, say it again.
If right now you had to choose what your best podcast would be, what would it be?
Hotmess.org.
Oh, gosh.
Hotmess.
Can I get back in that?
Let me ask you one more thing here before we go to some sweet Canadian music.
All right.
How many mini quiches have you had so far?
How many what?
Mini quiches.
Or things on a stick.
I haven't had one. Are you kidding me?
Are you joking me? Because I've had like five.
I'm bagel in the morning, and then I'm running my ass off for the rest of the day, and then I have like a beer and a you know, whatever kind of quiche is left on the floor at 1 o'clock in the morning. So
you got to get something on a stick.
I mean, this is like work for me. It's fun work, but yeah, I haven't had many mini quiches at all.
Thanks a lot for calling in, man. We appreciate
it. I'll save one for you like my mom used to do at the buffet lineup. We'll wrap it in a napkin for you.
Would you mind? I would really appreciate it.
No problem. I'm sure we'll see you later. Thanks so much for coming into Hot Mess, Chris, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Have fun in Vancouver.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ciao.
Wow.
I think on that note, we should play some Canadian music that I like.
What are you going to play?
I mean, I love Thunder Heist.
I'll give it a Juno nomination.
Let's give a Juno nomination right now to Thunder Heist.
Smooth, so they call me Rude. Stand rude, talk in my crotch like a dude. Yeah, I'm small, but who you gonna call when the bass line hit? Get your back off the wall. Light is ahead, so we supersonic. Boom, back, now we all bionic. Let it go, get retarded. You know that you really want it. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the bitch, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the bitch, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters and you're all invited. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Merry go down, all the boys be watching. Don't stop now, and it's time to be cautious. Dim the lights down, we drink till we nauseous. Gold to go on, watching how he flosses. Kenny man got a big bag low. Make the girls at home with a tootsie roll. Nice ice creams make it say nice things. But a hip hop fade make a rapper wanna sing like shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. Ices taste like cinnabuns. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. Ices taste like cinnabuns. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the bitch and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters and you're all invited. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Down, down, down. 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 Round, round, round.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously.
Oh yeah, Thunder
Heist. That's
out
now. Thunder Heist, self-titled album. Go and buy it. It's
or
on
you can
Big
watch,
Data Records.
Well, I don't think that was on the thing, but that track was in the Wrestler, but their other track was in the Wrestler and it was good.
No, that track isn't in the Wrestler. That's Red Wine. And that's on their new album. And it's awesome.
Sam, there's something on your computer screen. It's kind of freaking me out a little
bit. Okay, you know what? I found this on the BBC news you might not think you know about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the headline. 60-foot penis painted on roof.
And why?
Okay, an 18-year-old has secretly painted a 60-foot drawing of a phallus on the roof of his parents' 1 million-pound mansion in Berkshire.
Sure, they love that.
It was there for, I mean, get this, it was there for a year before his parents found out.
Well, I mean, really, how often do you look on the top of your roof?
He's off traveling right now for a year, and they say he'll have to scrub it off when he gets home from traveling. I'm not joking, you. I'm going to post this on the page. This is one giant phallus on the roof of this nice house.
Speaking of phallus, if you're wondering where Jay Brown is, he's off going to the bathroom right now. Why do we always talk about him when he's in the bathroom? He is going
to
hate me.
I love that you segued from phallus to Jay Brown. Pretty sure that was
I'm not even going to go there. No. What are we going to do now, Sam?
We're going to... Okay, Rico, tell us about your Facebook group, because I know you wanted to, and then we're going to listen to some sweet tunes.
And he's got a pimpin' shirt.
Okay, well, I don't really do MySpace, but I am working on that. And our Facebook group is Rico and Vinny. It's R-I-C-C-O and Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E.
Sharp.
Two amazing DJs in the local scene.
Sam, you should post that underneath the picture of the phalliced roof.
I might put Rico right underneath.
Well, how about
phallus.
This? Without further ado.
It would not be the first time.
Without further ado, right here on Hot Mess, let's bring you some 30 minutes of this delicious, delicious tracks from Rico. HotMess.org, mother truckers.
Check it out.
Sensual seduction. Boy, I'm feeling high. It just happens to me at night. Are you ready for start time? I choke up on this punchline. Jumping with no parachutes. Deadly when I start to shoot. My load is pretty heavy. But you swallow because you think I'm cute. Might be one too much. I'm losing sight. I'm losing touch of the reality I was facing when I was growing up. If you feel, you can go fuck yourself in the back. All those beats, all those rhymes just kept flowing my stack. On the internet you can't take this, I got the good grades. Only four singles that popularity don't fade. Sometimes might be one too much, I'm losing sight. I'm losing touch of the reality I was facing when I was growing up. Name on the map, my pop were calling me that. Your boyfriend's harassing me, you should tell him to stop. I'm off another level, I got upgraded. I dedicate this song to my friends on steroids. Going on.
What's up? and sound. My foolish self don't have to be more than just a memory. When I come on back around, it's the new me coming through, I feel. When I come back around, wake up and look over. When I come back around, wake up and look over. When I come back around, wake up and look over. When you don't come on back.
Do or die. Do or die. Do or die.